This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good 2021 shape already because I came from across the building and I'm not even, panting or anything. Todd was probably panicking. First day back and I abandoned him, but I'm here. I'm here and ready to go. How are you, Todd?
It's not about to panic.
No, you don't have the
energy. We got a couple of minutes of John Mayer to play out, and then we can figure out what to do if you're still not there, I guess. So.
John Mayer kind of gets me in a really good place. The song is Waiting for the World to Change, and it's quite appropriate. Appropriate, isn't it?
You quit waiting. Boy, it's changing by the day.
Yeah, it is. A lot of things are changing.
Yeah.
I was at Mass yesterday, and I was the second reader. And if, I wish I could remember the exact reading, but the first line of the rather short reading was, "The world is passing away."
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Who's playing this joke on me?
Yeah, right?
Crying out loud. Yeah. The world is passing away. I'll go find that again and mull that a little bit. But, Todd, Phil Parker told me earlier that you're the only guy on the planet that is wishing 2021 away because you like 2020 compared to what you faced in the first month of 2021. Would that be accurate?
I had a better year. By the way, the world isn't passing away. I'm still here despite...
True.
The best efforts. But.
The world might be, but you're not. That's a good thing. See, we're here to...
Not yet, anyway.
...extend the life of the world a little bit. So, heart issues, the pains, 911, off to the hospital. Whoa, you're plugged up, Todd. Put a stent in. Fixed him up good as new. Then, when he thinks 2021 is roaring to success, was it the kidney stones or what kind of... kidney,
yeah,
right? Was
I there mean, anything I, else? I woke up with... I went to bed fine, woke up 103.7 fever, 3 kidney stones.
Holy buckets!
And cellulitis. So
tell me now on the kidney stones. So is something like hurting beyond anything you've ever believed at that time, or is it just the fever and a little bit of pain that you go, something's not
well,
right?
I had kidney stones several years ago, so I mean, I remember, but although it felt a little different then, but yeah, I mean, I'm still carrying one around right now. It's
when you get down to the money part of the kidney stone, and is that like pain unlike you've ever known?
Oh, yeah,
it is, huh?
Yeah, imagine.
So I have this little, like,
a jagged little diamond, you know,
when it gets cold out. My hands get dry, and they start cracking around the nails, you know? And so I have, like, 3 little slices in my hand right now, and I complain about it often. And my wife says something akin to, try childbirth. So are you thinking it's more like childbirth?
That's always the go-to lie.
It is. They use it on us like crazy.
That's always the
It should be illegal. They can't get anything on us. They got to come with that.
You know, right? It's just like, all right, you win.
Yeah. Just,
you win,
just love, because you win. We weren't hooked up at birth to do that, you know, they got to play that card.
Well, biologically,
right?
Not possible to feel their pain. We can't do it. I mean, but maybe that's God's little way of saying, she's probably right here.
Give it a little time. We'll be able to go into the operating room, have a procedure done, and... I mean, I'm not gonna. I wouldn't want to see what,
Don't even go there. Speaking of the world changing, that probably isn't that far off. But anyway, that's a whole other show, as we say. So then you get through almost through the kidney stones. You're still dealing with it. And I've had cellulitis before. It's basically an infection of the skin. But there is nothing on the planet Earth that devastates your body more than that. It's so weird because you'd think, skin infection, what's the big deal? I remember one time I hit my
foot. Leg was like twice the size of the other. That's the big deal.
And you see the red, the infection creeping up your body.
Pretty
and
much.
And they basically tell you if it gets above your waist, 50-50 chance you're going to stop it. Because the infection could take over your whole body. So they pump you through full of antibiotics. I've had 2 of them. One in each leg. And not pretty. I hit a hitch in my shin. had a little confrontation one time, trying to load up a jet ski, and then it's just a little sore open wound, and if a little bit of dirt or whatever gets in there, boom. And the big and bigger fellows like Todd and I are, can have a little extra, circulation issue or two in the leg, and voila. So you're over all that now, and you're feeling what, 50%, 60%, or what?
I don't know if I'm over all that now. I got to go get shots later this morning, as a matter of fact. One more.
What are the shots for? Your infection?
Antibiotic? Yeah.
And then in the middle of this, your wife took a little stumble.
Yeah, she decides to take a header into a dresser and get 7 stitches in her head and stroke victim and past a Blaine breed victim from a smack onto some ice long before we ever met.
And so she's ended up in the ER, right? ER and in hospital, yeah.
We're thinking about just buying a room.
That should be a thing. Don't do it. No!
I know what
you're not required.
Put a better TV in there and stuff,
I'm thinking maybe a timeshare kind of thing or something.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need it all the time, but you could coordinate the dates. Oh, well, we're glad you're back, buddy. We were praying for you, as you know. And
the missus.
It's not the show without Todd the Radio God, so there were very few buzzers. Kevin did manage to come out with a couple of bells, but not a lot of buzzers, so you're back in charge of keeping me on the rails.
I got a text from a farming friend of mine. He says, for Scott's Dry Hands, O'Keefe's Working Hands.
Yeah, it's really good. I use it.
Yeah.
But I run out, then the dogs are very fond of it. I don't know why, but O'Keefe's. they chew up the little case that comes in.
Never seen that.
It's at Fleet Farm, and now it's at Target, I think, too.
Okay.
A few places, yeah. It's really good. Hands and feet. They have actually one for feet and one for hands. I think it's the same potion, but just different color bottle. But they're right. It's very good. But I've done the Band-Aids. I've done everything. And you kind of look like a wussy when you have a Band-Aid on a thumb, So I got to man up and just... it should be told it doesn't hurt that much, but something about cracked skin that hurts. I know it's not kidney stone hurt.
Oh, yeah. Break open like that.
Yeah, but it does hurt. And I have my dry skin from my mother. Every time I get it, it reminds me of her because she just had all these cracks. Like, Mom, my gosh. And she put lotion on all the time and just never worked. But anyway, rest her soul. Jeanette Arlene Hannon. Miss her every day. Anyway, same with the Gerald C. Hannon. Without him, I wouldn't be in this business. Crazy business. I was born with a microphone in my mouth. Thanks, Dad. Anyway, let's get serious here. What are we going to talk about today?
Hopefully it wasn't plugged in at the time.
Right. We have... a couple of guests. Kim Koppelman, Speaker of the House, will join us. Mondays we focus on the legislature and what's happening there. We're going to focus in on a bill called Senate Bill 2180. I don't remember the last time I went to church and I heard at the end a letter read by the pastor that is essentially saying the bishop wants this read so you know this is happening. And it's about a piece of legislation not related to like federal legislation. House and Senate in D.C. doing something stupid for religious liberties, as they have been. Regularly, but it's the state legislature. And Senate Bill 2180 is the state legislature. I believe it's sponsored by Senator Judy Lee, the main sponsor, and it's about child abuse. Now, I know when you hear child abuse and the church, you instantly think, let's fix that deal, let's never let that happen again, and I would agree with you. But this is just about any kind of child abuse. It had nothing to do specifically about clergy or anything. This is specifically about any kind of child abuse. And we'll let the bishop explain it later, but my understanding is this. The Senate Bill 2180 invades relationships between a priest and a parishioner in the confessional. Now, the confessional is something the Catholic Church has used for thousands of years. Remember in the Bible the story about the lady at the well? And she obviously had been a woman of ill repute, I would say.
Okay.
I don't know if Jesus was coming to get water at the well or she was or whatever, but they have this encounter. And she basically says, I've done some really bad stuff. And he already knows this, but he forgives her and says, sin no more and go out into the world, right? And here this woman thought she was on top of the world because she thought she was done. She was over. She was, could never get that back.
Right. Yep.
That's sort of how confession started. And last time I checked, that was around, 1 BC or 1 AD, right? I mean, it's a long, long time ago. So that's what this is all about, and somehow now, members of the legislature, some of them I know that are on this list, I'm like, what are you thinking here? This makes no sense to me. So anyway, we'll dig into that a little bit. Corey Lewandowski will be here. He is the former campaign manager from Donald J. Trump. I dare say he got Donald J. Trump elected from a campaign infrastructure sense, you know what I mean? He got him elected. So we'll talk about what now for Donald Trump? Is there going to be a Patriot Party? Is there going to be, like, how is the president doing? All of those things. So looking forward to that. He's written some great books, too, by the way. Trump, America First. Now, that's controversial when you say it. America First. You're racist. You're a white supremacist. You're a... No, I love America first. Right behind God is my country. And let's take care of America first. Obviously, taking care of America first means sometimes we're going to have to engage in foreign battles. World War II was an example of that. Worthy battle. Bunch of farm kids saved the world. A few city boys, but a lot of farm kids saved the world. Single-handedly, and then came back and built a country unlike any on earth. But you don't have to get in every one of those little skirmishes, and that's what Donald Trump proved with America First. We'll talk with him about that. And what else? Oh, I heard a fascinating interview. Watched a fascinating interview with Major Garrett and a woman who I can't pronounce her name, but she has PTSD because she's serving with people in Congress who think the president won and the election was stolen. She has PTSD. I kid you not. I'm going to play a little bit of that coming up on What's On Your Mind. And your calls, welcome to, as always.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Round Jack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Round Jack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I love me some Huey Lewis in the news. I do. Yeah, that's what we are. Bunch of renegades. We actually think you should count every vote by the old way, paper ballots. And none of this mail-in ballot stuff a month before and deadlines after and all that. We're renegades here.
Crazy.
On election integrity.
I know, right?
We're just a little wacky.
We're out there.
So is Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Talked to him this weekend. He wanted me to tell a couple of stories to the audience. And he did say to check in with him today. He possibly could come on, but he's busy as ever. And one of the stories was, do you remember when he was at the White House for a chat with the president? And he told us about it. And if you follow this at all, he had some notes. And it was a piece of paper folded over, just somebody had said, give this to the president. And he brought it along. Anyway, it was folded over, and some Washington Post cameraman had a super-duper lens and snapped shots of it. Washington Post did like 5 pages on this. What are they up to? What are they doing? And he said, you know, nothing that hadn't been said before, nothing secret about any of it, and all things that had been on the table before. But he said, do you know, because that was published as widely as it was, people are coming out of the woodwork to know things about the election. And one of them is a mathematician who's like this ridiculously, I mean, probably, you know, whatever, what do they call that? Like Rain Man smart, right? Remember Tom Cruise in that movie, Rain Man?
Yeah. And, yeah, definitely. Faulkner at 4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Remember
him? E.R. Ed Vern.
Remember the blackjack table?
Yep.
So this guy's one of those kind of really super smart guys.
Yep.
And because of something on what was, I don't remember the word or whatever notes were on that paper that connected him, he came forward to Mike. And he said, hey, I'm from Virginia, so all I care about is Virginia's votes. And I started checking on Virginia's votes, and I get done with Virginia votes just on Trump versus Biden. He said it's like a 1 in 10 million chance that that was accurate, based on what I know. The vote in Virginia. Nobody even questioned Virginia, right? So he said, now I've extrapolated that out, and I forget the numbers, but it's so ridiculous. 1 in 100,000, 1 in, a, not 100,000, like millions, 100 million, that it was not right. So that's a piece of the puzzle. Then you've got latitude and longitude on where the votes were changed by on the Internet, and it's China. Now, I know you think I'm a renegade. I know you think I'm absolutely nuts. And do me a favor. Just so I stay on the rails here and don't get too crazy, I welcome anybody calling this program. I welcome anybody calling the show and saying, you are so flat-out nuts. What you're talking about is crazy. Mathematician, Rain Man, you know, latitude, longitude, China. I don't know if any of it's true. I know I can trust Mike Lindell. Okay? I know I can trust Mike Lindell. And when Mike Lindell says there's people coming forward, it's happened. So he wanted me to tell you that story. The other one he wanted me to tell you is that when he left the White House after a number of hours, and by the way, the encounter at the White House was insulting to Mike. Okay? He goes in for a meeting with the president. He says, Mr. President, I see you again. They're friends, right? And, you know, a little bit of small talk. And he says, I think you need to get your people on these three things. And one is the latitude longitude thing and the machines and what's been done there. And one is, I forget what, right? And he basically says, Mike, you're onto something there. We will. And Pat Cipollone, who's the White House counsel, remember him during impeachment? Pretty good lawyer. And a fellow by the name of Robert O'Brien, who's a national security advisor, are with Mike in the meeting with the president. The handlers, if you will, right? So he says, guys, get with Mike, vet this out, then come back and see me. Mike comes back and see me when we're done. We'll get caught up on everything else, right? So they pull him into a meeting for an hour, and the two advisors to the president pretend to listen while they're staring at the ceiling and then say, I don't know, you know, we'll check into it. He said, okay, well, let's go back and talk to the president. Ah, he's busy now. He's not able to see you anymore. So Mike Lindell got 5 minutes with the president. He goes outside. And outside, there's literally hundreds of reporters that run for him like the buffalo. I mean, they are coming to stampede Mike Lindell. Mr. Lindell, Mr. Lindell, we saw what you had in your notes. We saw what you had in your notes. We want to talk about it. And he said, okay, well, I'll talk to you. Just be calm. Just ask a few questions. And they come all around him. Going to ask him all these questions about what was on the paper, what the president say, blah, 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 right? So it gets a little quiet. Mike's ready for the Q&A from the media, and he goes, on second thought, you guys are fake news. And he walks away. He doesn't even do the press conference. Second thought, you guys are fake news. So we talked about some serious stuff, but that was the funnest story out of the whole bunch. Long way of telling you that Mike Lindell is under attack right now. As he said to me in a text over the weekend, they know I'm over the target, so the attacks are getting intense. By the way, they come from retailers of MyPillow. They come from stores that have made a lot of money selling us pillows. They've been attacked by not real people, but computer bots. A way to take one voice and multiply. What they do is they take somebody who complains, some pink hat wearing blue-haired activist. Not that there's anything wrong with pink hats and blue hair, but I'm saying, you know, your political views are pretty much known the second somebody sees you in the pink hat and the blue hair. No? Am I wrong, guys? Am I off the rails here?
No.
Okay, so that person sends in a bot and says, hey, Bed Bath & Beyond, Coburn's, JCPenney added to the list this weekend, right? If you don't take his pillows out of your store, I'll never shop there again. And the bots pick that up and they change it. And they make it into a little old lady who's saying it, and they change it again and change the wording. And then it's a guy from Frazee, Minnesota that just wants to fish and watch his son, you know, play hockey and stuff like that. Just regular, ordinary people, but they're fake. They're bots. Are you guys following me on this? They're bots. They're not real. But some well-intentioned individual sitting in a cubicle at JCPenney goes, I've never seen anything like this. We're being inundated. They're taking us over. Boss man, we got to get rid of those pillows. And they do. And they fall like dominoes. And today that's against Michael Lindell, and tomorrow it's against your company and your business. So we have to prepare for this, folks. That's what we're up against, a fake enemy. So how do we do that? You can do it by buying a robe. I think it's pretty easy, actually. Because you buy the robe. It's a robe for about the price you'd pay at any big box store or department store. It's a better robe. Doubles as a towel, for crying out loud. White and gray and pink. I bought one for every member of my family. Even my son, Alex, who said, I don't wear a robe, Dad. I don't need a robe. I said, no, it's a towel then. I got you a big towel. Because you can't believe how good this is. There's Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept on anything. In fact, Jay Thomas told me this from WDAY, one of our fine, fine Flag Family stations, 93.1 AM 970, does a show from 2 until 5. He said, I had flannel sheets, so I put these on. I'm like, oh, these are girly sheets. These are not, you know, you got to understand, it's Jay. He's not going to wear any girly sheets. He said, after one day, I'm like, oh, I'm never going back to flannel. Unbelievable. It's like this soft, cushiony, incredible. So that's the sheets. The towels, they have comforters now. Going to the new tab, they have dog beds. And if you have three pillows, buy three more because they have a lifetime guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back to your calls after this. If you think I'm a renegade, please call and tell me that's the single dumbest stuff you've ever heard on the radio. 258-0550, let's go.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMel. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rent right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
17 executive orders later, House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, is giving President Biden low marks after his first week in office, arguing only America's adversaries are benefiting from his executive orders. It's Russia, China, our adversaries who are benefiting, not the American people, he said of Biden's executive orders. China continues to force its will on Taiwan, this time Taiwan airspace on Sunday by flying 15 fighter jets between mainland Taiwan and the Pratas Islands in the South China Sea. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador announced Sunday evening that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Obrador tweeted that he has mild symptoms and is receiving medical treatment. The NFL Super Bowl teams have been determined. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be played February 7th on CBS. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard.
You see what he did there, Todd?
No opportunity.
The guy never stops. Soft in the middle. See what he did there? Yeah. Bring it on. Ooh, I can, ooh. Is this Paul Simon? Who is it?
It is, yeah. Yes.
You guys know this stuff. I know it 1 out of 20 times, but a little more, a little more.
He's a mutt away from me. You know.
Mutt away from me. Where are the mutts? Yeah, okay, here we go.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
See, that's the deal. Michael Lindell's our bodyguard right now, right? There's
yeah.
a few bodyguards out there. And if you're going soft in the middle, bad idea. I'm just saying, bad idea. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at Pipers. You know they're the land pros, don't you? They're the auction pros, too. And they're really America's land auctioneer. That's what they are. This is so much bigger even than our part of the world. They know the ABCs of buying land. They know how you can make it fun and enjoyable by doing that. Location's a big deal. Profile the land, crop land, pasture land, hunting land, recreational land, soil productivity, the diversity of the soil, what's it going to cost to upkeep, you know, what the maintenance. CRP is one thing, crop land's another. Hunting land. I know a lot of people just buy the land for hunting land, especially with some of the stupid stuff that's been proposed right now in the legislature. You've even got to the point where people who love having hunters there have said enough already. You can't respect property rights enough already. But they also know land and minerals. They know land and vineyards, winemakers. Big deal now. You can have some great investments there. So they're on site in Wisconsin, pairing wines with cheese. Think about this. America's Dairyland, one of America's most diverse agriculture states, they know that. Napa Valley, California. Point is, they're a lot more than you think they are. They really are America's land auctioneer. Kevin Pfeiffer. Call them Pfeiffers.com, Pfeiffers.com for the website, or give them a ring. All right, let's see here. We have a poll question today related to my question of whether or not if you think what we're saying here in any way, and I'm sincere about this. I'm not trying to make a mockery of anybody that has a different opinion. Hear me now. When I say, if you have a different opinion than I do, if you have a different angle on it, if you hate every fiber of my being or anything I've ever said, I respect that. Clay Jenkinson and I have this thing, you know, we go back and forth, mostly off the air, by text. And if I say something on the air, I might get a text from him like, would say, really? With a question mark? You know, he's trying to provoke me, but I take the bait. But we don't agree on much politically. I think he hates Trump with every fiber of his being. I don't know, but I get that impression. I think Trump served a very important role and is not going away. We have a very different opinion. You can do this. I think civility is dead. I'd love to see North Dakota lead the nation in returning civility to the conversation. I'm not sure that's possible unless you get rid of social media, but, you know, it can be done. But I am sincere in that I love what I do here. I love talking to our listeners. But some days it can become an echo chamber. It can be, I got my 2 cents, you got your 2 cents, and we're all pretty much in the same agreement. That isn't always healthy either. I happen to believe this is a little bit of a cocoon, in a good way, like Fox News used to be, for people like mine. And there are way more of them than there are people with pink hats and blue hair who hate Donald Trump and hate America because it's supremacist and everything else. But doesn't mean they aren't here. Doesn't mean they don't have an opinion. So if you own a pink hat, please call today, 800-228-0550, or have any differing opinion from me. I think one area we may differ, even amongst the family members here, that are regulars on What's on Your Mind, is the culpability of our congressional delegation related to the events of January 6th and that vote. They were the last line of defense, and there were no two easy votes, as Ted Cruz said. These are two terrible decisions, and they chose one that said, until I have, Kevin Cramer said this out loud, very, very clear, better than anybody, unless I have evidence that I can see leading to proof, and then ultimately truth, I can't see a path to voting the way you want me to vote because of what I see it means to my Federalist beliefs and the Constitution. I agree with him on that. I understand his opinion. I would have voted differently, out of principle, because some did. But I understand why he voted how he did. And, of course, Kelly Armstrong and John Holman voted the same way. Now, I see Mike Rounds down in South Dakota has gotten a little cleanup in aisle 5 going. Have you seen this? Because he and John Thune in South Dakota also voted with our delegation. We had a fun little issue on Friday related to this topic, and I said, okay, you don't think they fight hard enough for you. Would you change them for South Dakota's delegation, Minnesota's delegation, Montana's, any other delegation in the country? Guess what? Nobody did. Nobody wanted to. But there's an area where we differ, and I think it's fair. I really do. So, Leah, on that basis, what is our poll question today? This is Leah Baxter, by the way, our digital guru here at Flag Family Media. Today's poll question will be what?
Today's poll question is, if you still believe the election was stolen from Donald Trump, are you normal or nuts?
Right, and I think a lot of people in the country think you're nuts. But I think people in this part of the world think you're normal. I think, I don't know, so call me. If you are a first-time caller today, let Daniel know that, because we have one more Mike Lindell book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, that we will give away. We gave away 3 on Friday. I have one more left for you. Okay, Leah, what is the question from Friday, and what kind of reaction did it get?
Yeah, Friday's question was, does your member of Congress fight hard enough for you?
And what would you say, just in general, there was in the way of a consensus on that?
Overwhelmingly, no. They don't fight hard enough.
Your congressional delegation, meaning if you're from South Dakota, John Thune, Dusty Johnson, and Senator Mike Rounds. The cleanup, by the way, by Mike Rounds is saying we shouldn't even be impeaching an ex-president. It's stupid. It's not constitutional. Get this off the table. Good for him. Mike Rounds. Kudos. I didn't finish that story, but he said, I'm out of here. Well, I heard him in the news. I heard it in Greg's news. Well, better go.
Yep.
Okay, and so you can't find anybody that thinks they're fighting hard enough, you're saying, Leah.
Right.
Wow. And a lot of traction on that question. No, they are gutless swamp rhinos, says Bradley. Not even remotely, says Lori. Susan says they don't even recognize this was a fraudulent election. Trump has all kinds of evidence. They lost my vote. Casey, nope. Both senators from North Dakota have forgotten where they came from and who they represent. They are bought and paid for by special interest. I hear that on occasion, and I do believe there are senators who are bought and paid for. I believe with every fiber of my being that not to be the case of any of what John Hoeven, Kelly Armstrong, or Kevin Cramer represent. Never even a hint of it.
Mm-hmm.
Never. You can disagree with them, but to say they're bought and paid for is really... People say that about us all the time. Oh, Scott, you only say what those oil companies want you to say because I hear you talking about Oasis Petroleum. Oh, okay. You've just said I have no integrity. that an advertiser decides to participate in this program for one reason, the audience. We have more listeners on this program than any other radio program in North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, Eastern Montana. This is a fact. Look it up. Just a fact. So advertisers come here for that audience. They don't come here to pay me off because I'm not... What's the word? Buyable? I'm not for sale? I'm not... I just not me. Now you're questioning my integrity. Don't do that. Disagree all you want. You got it backwards. And I believe that, by the way, about most political donations, too. I think a donor says, there's somebody who's my vehicle to get done what I want to get done. I'm going to support them. Not, you give me the money, then I'll vote. Not for our guys. I don't believe that. James and Cavalier, what's on your mind, James?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a big advocator of the MyPillow. I have it in my camper's full of them. My house is full of them. I can't go anywhere without one. And another thing is, no, you're not crazy, Scott. You're right on the money. And another thing I would like to say about the boycotting of any of these businesses that people are against, we've seen that before in the past, in the 30s, when SS soldiers stood outside Jewish stores to prevent people from shopping in them. And if people would take a look at history, they could see it's repeating itself right here in the United States.
All wise words, James, and I know that Cavalieri is full of patriots, so we'll appreciate that very much. Call again, 800-228-0550. Remember, first-time caller, you're in the mix for a free book from Mike Lindell, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. We'll pass your kind words on to Mike, too. Glad you love the products. Stuart in Alexandria, Minnesota, you're next.
Hi, Scott.
Hi there.
I'd like to talk about Donald Trump. He's pretty much a failed president. He's supposed to have kept all his promises. That's what a lot of people up there in North Dakota say. But truth is, he only kept 25% of them. I'd like to propose something here. I'll tick off at least a half dozen things that Donald Trump said he was going to do, said he promised to do it. But he didn't do it. And then you do the same. And then we won't interrupt each other. Agreed?
Sure. Got it. Love it.
Okay, great. Here we go. He said, it's easy to win trade wars. Well, we didn't win the trade war with China. Otherwise, he wouldn't ask for a $15 billion bailout for farmers.
Are we going to take these one at a time? How about if we take them one at a time?
So. No, then it's going to take too long, and we'll never get to the end, okay?
All right. Go ahead. What's number two?
Thank you. I will bring back coal. No, it's not economically viable anymore. It has nothing to do with politics. Claimed that the GOP tax cut would give us a 6% GDP. Not true. Not even before the virus hit. He was going to bring jobs back to America. Nope. Didn't happen. He said, I alone can fix Washington. No, he didn't fix Washington. All he did was fill up the swamp and turn it into a cesspool with all his failed, ignorant,
get on. All right. Yeah, got it. You've gone through five, so let me just quickly respond to each of those, and then we can kind of go to another list after the break here. Donald Trump moved mountains on trade wars. Donald Trump is prone to sort of boastful rhetoric, and I don't think anybody would agree trade wars are easy. But go look what he got done on trade wars, factually one by one. I mean, why do you think China stole the election? They're getting their head handed to him. Number two, bring back coal. He tried. I agree he could have done more, but he did a lot. Okay, we'll pick up tax cuts, jobs, and fixing the swamp when we come back. Don't go anywhere, Stuart. Good stuff.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021,
2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the cleared country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, juventours.com, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga's an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. We love you. We love you. We love you. Our fine listeners, thank you. God loves you, and so do we. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number. I'll say it nice and slow, local number now. 701-258-0550 to the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 KFYR. You can call the local hotlines for 970. When you need to know, WDOI and AM 1100, the flag, 271-1100. You can text me at 701-367-2054. All right, we're going to talk with Speaker of the House, Kim Koppelman, in just a moment here. We have Bishop Samuel Aquila on Senate Bill 2180 in a moment. Corey Lewandowski will join us, former campaign manager, after I tell you about our friends at Action Movers. Are you moving? If you are, chances are you need a realtor, right, to sell your home and then find you a home. Listen to this. Say you're moving to... I don't know. You're going to move to Ohio, and you're going to run for Senate because Rob Portman just retired. So you can actually move for free with Action Movers. Now, here's how it works. There's an easy online form you fill out. A local realtor calls you within 24 hours after you fill that out. You sell your home, buy a new home. You get $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale. Do the math on that. You could have a free move. Move with Action Movers. Veteran-owned. Family-owned. Locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, Phoenix. Great partnership with United Van Lines. Go with the pros. You can't always trust the small folks because it's just tough. Drug testing, you don't know who's, you know, unloading your furniture. There's background checks. They do all that because they have to. Part of a large national network that's better for you. And price shop this. Even local moves. Price shop. 701-566-5532 or action, aaactionmovers.com. Okay, I need to just finish with Stuart and Alexandria here, but I also got to be respectful of the speaker's time. Stuart, let me just see if we can do this real quickly, okay? And I do want to continue this, but you named five things you thought were bogus examples of Trump doing his job where he blew it, promised things he didn't do it, and then you wanted me to name five. So let me just quickly say, first of all, on trade wars, let me give you one win, okay? The biggest year ever for the volume of ag trade, in other words, products that your neighbors in Alexandria sell and people in North and South Dakota sell, biggest year ever for the volume of our products with China, even with a global pandemic. Were you aware of that?
I'd have to say no.
Okay, just so you know, he did it, and he would say that was easy, okay? Bring back coal. I don't think Donald Trump won that, but I think he tried. I think he also could have done more. But here's the difference. The Biden administration comes in day one with a war on coal. A war on coal. And by the way, coal is how you, in Minnesota, keep the lights on. If you didn't have North Dakota coal, you would not have affordable, reliable energy in Minnesota, period. So you can't knock Donald Trump on that one. Number three, you said the tax cuts would put the GDP to 6%. The GDP did come up. In fact, 1 month wasn't it double digits, crazy. But it certainly was on a trajectory for a very, very big win for Donald Trump. But what happened is the pandemic. And despite that, the economy is doing pretty well. I believe Donald Trump, with the tax cuts, built a foundation that saved us from economic ruin during the pandemic. You said no jobs came back. It didn't happen. Have you seen the African-American unemployment rate? Have you seen the Hispanic unemployment rate? Go compare them, Obama to Trump, and then call me back and tell me that Donald Trump didn't create jobs. Okay?
No, I just want to say Donald Trump was going to bring the jobs back from China.
You know, you didn't mention that part, but again, what he's saying is there, let's rely on them less. Let's make these things here. That started to happen. There are many examples of that.
Yep.
Yeah. And you said he alone could fix the swamp. If you think Donald Trump didn't do more than any president in our lifetime to take on the swamp, you got a pair of blinders on the size of China.
No, you do, because he just put a bunch of uneducated, ignorant people in there, and they all quit or got fired, and you know that.
No, well, a lot of people did quit. A lot of people were fired. But guess what? Donald Trump had 4 years. He knew he had only a guarantee of 4 years to get done what he had done. And if you couldn't keep up with him, you got fired. I personally appreciate that in a political leader. Here's the deal, Stuart. I know I promised you the time. It unfortunately went into Kim Koppelman's time. I can't do it anymore, but I would like to do this because I didn't get to pick five, and I want to. So I'm putting you on hold for Daniel to get your number, and we'll continue this conversation, okay? I hope I prove that I'm willing to listen to someone I disagree with. And I enjoyed the conversation, actually. So, Daniel, if you'd get Stuart's number, we'll call back and we'll continue this. Kim Koppelman is the Speaker of the House. Probably the hardest working guy in Bismarck. I don't know. So hard working. I don't know if he'll have time to join us later in the show and continue this. But how are you, Kim?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. Sorry you had to wait. Are you able to do something
in the
10 o'clock hour? Can you join us next hour?
I sure can. And by the way, we deal with people we disagree with every day in the legislature, so I appreciate what you're doing.
and good point. It can be civil, can it?
It can indeed.
And I would argue in the legislature is probably more civil there than it is even in Washington, D.C. in the House and Senate, right?
Absolutely. Much more.
That's a good topic. Plus, the speaker has a number of issues that are hot this week. I want to ask you about Senate Bill 2180. We're going to talk about that next with the Bishop of Fargo Diocese, Bishop John Fulda, but I want to get the perspective of some members there. We'll talk an hour from now. Thank you, Kim. Stay tuned.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates. From a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.